Shalom Uvracha. We're continuing learning from David HaMelech, who's teaching us how to use all the wisdom in the world and in the Torah to make ourselves and bring ourselves to our shleimus, bring ourselves closer to Hashem, to have a sweet life in this world and the world to come. And the last pasuk of the basis is B'chukosecha eshtasho lo eshkach dvorecha. Chukim, as we know, are mitzvahs that do not have explanation. They're commands. And one would think, if it's a command, all you do is follow commands. David HaMelech said, Eshtasha. Eshtasha means, I'll be involved in it with tremendous pleasure. And one would ask, what do you mean? What type of pleasure it is just to follow commands? The answer is, for example, if a person really loves his wife, he always tries to clarify more what makes his wife happy, what she likes, what's good for her. He does not necessarily have to understand why it does that. He wants to know exactly what are the things that make her happy. Sometimes it is understandable, and sometimes not. It doesn't make a difference, because somebody who really cares about the other person is just interested in having it right, doing the things that make the other person feel good. The chukos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are things we don't understand, but we know that is the Ratzon Hashem. It's the will of Hashem that we do those chukim. And in Mela, when I'm involved learning Hilchos Parah Adumah, even though I'll never understand what Parah Adumah is, but to get it clear and get it right, to know exactly what Hashem wants to be done with the Parah Adumah, that is of utmost excitement, because I'm getting more clarity how to do things and know how to do things and know the will of Hashem as clear as possible. And to give Hashem that simcha, that I'm doing things, and I understand, not that I understand, but I'm doing things exactly the way He wants. Mela, when a person has that relationship to even the chukim, or any part of Torah mitzvahs, lo eshkach dvorecho, I won't forget the words of Hashem, not the mitzvahs and not the ideals. There's a rule in life that something's important to a person he remembers. There's a halach of a person has to testify. Somebody murdered somebody, and they ask, was it by a lamppost? And he says, I don't know. It's not a problem. His testimony is accepted, even though it was by the lamppost, because the person doesn't pay attention to every lamppost. It's something not relevant to him to know exactly where the lampposts are. But if something very important to a person, the person will never forget it. And that's the thing. If we realize that the most important, the most valuable, the sweetest thing in life is having more clarity of what is important to Hashem, then following that mahalach, whether it be in our learning, whether it be in our tefillah, whether it be in our benon lechaveiru, our mitzvahs, we want to emulate a kodesh bo's mila. When that becomes what life is all about, then I can't forget anything. Lo yeshkach dvorecha. The big talmid chachom and tzaddikim, they have tremendous memories, not just because they have good memories, it's because it is of utmost importance. Rav Moshe Feinstein said, who was a tremendous Baal Zikaron, he remembered everything. But he said, what really is behind my memory is the fact that this is the most important thing in life and I can't forget anything from it. Al Kopana, we are Zoyche to be the Am Hashem, Hashem's chosen nation, and the Bechukosecha are the commands of Hashem, things we don't understand. We have in the Torah things we don't understand. And we have in our day-to-day lives things we don't understand, things that happen with ourselves and the world. Sometimes there are tragedies that happen, challenges that happen, and we may not understand why is it happening. But it's irrelevant. We don't always have to understand. The important thing is to know where it's coming from. It's coming from Hashem who loves me. And that can give me the ability to go through these challenges, I would not say b'simcha, but at least in a pleasant fashion. It's a pleasant thing because I know this is something that's brought to me by Kodesh Baruch Hu to bring me to my shleimus, bring the world to my shleimus, and I'm going to take advantage of it. Because I know Kodesh Baruch Hu brings me only that which is good for me and for all of us. Should be zeicha b'chukusecha of Kodesh Baruch Hu nishtasheya, whether it be in our Torah learning, whether it be the way we approach the challenges in life, and realize that everything, every facet of life is so perfectly set up by Kodesh Baruch Hu for our growth, for us to reach our shleimus. And the Metz Hashem, if we do that, we will be those type of people, like it says, You're going to have to work, toil, but it's going to be good for you. Ashrecha boilam hazeh, v'toivlach boilam abo. Kein yirotzen.